What do you do if there's volunteer wheat next to a field that you're planning to go to wheat this fall with? Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm your K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. And when you're making plans for wheat that's being drilled next to volunteer wheat, there's a couple of things to make sure to put in your plan. The first thing is to avoid planting that field very early. Plan to plant that field next to the volunteer towards the end of your wheat drilling. What we're doing with this late drilling is really avoidance. We're trying to avoid the high reproductive rates of mites. They reproduce their fastest at warm temperatures with the highest rates between 75 and 85 degrees. And at that rate, they can complete a new generation in 8 to 10 days. So as you can guess, their numbers are increasing pretty quickly. Therefore, they're more likely to move out of their volunteer wheat food source and move into newly emerging wheat. So what we're trying to do is avoid these high temperatures and the high wheat curl mite populations. So planting later is a good avoidance technique. Now, another tactic is to plant varieties with some resistance to wheat streak mosaic virus. Those varieties include Oakley CL, Clara CL, and Joe. Now, Oakley CL is likely the wheat variety that everybody's on the hunt for because it's a red wheat and it's suited for western Kansas and it has a pretty good rating for resistance to wheat streak mosaic. However, it's important to put the Oakley variety in a situation that will work well for it. I'm saying this because the resistance genes in Oakley are temperature sensitive. The resistance to wheat streak mosaic is less effective at temperatures above 75 degrees. So a later planting date will be beneficial to help Oakley maintain its resistance. In addition, Oakley CL is susceptible to other mosaic viruses that we don't talk about near as much. They include High Plains mosaic and Triticum mosaic. So as you can tell, Oakley is not bulletproof when it comes to wheat streak mosaic. However, it's a variety that will really help fight against the wheat streak mosaic virus. So I've had questions about other varieties and their resistance to wheat streak mosaic. These other varieties that I've been getting questions about include Avery, Bird, and TAM 112. Now, these varieties are just not very good hosts to the wheat curl mites. The mites don't reproduce quite as well on these varieties, and therefore those varieties are rated as intermediate for wheat streak mosaic. However, a good tactic to help Avery or the other varieties be successful is to plant them later to lessen that mite population moving into that newly planted field. If these varieties have high rates of wheat curl mites, they can still get the wheat streak mosaic virus. So for a field that's next to volunteer wheat, plan to plant it last, even if you're planting a susceptible variety. And if you can find seed for a variety rated moderately resistant or intermediate, planting it later will also help it be successful. Ideally, that neighboring volunteer would be controlled prior to your planting and should be dead and dry for 2 weeks. I have the publication with the wheat disease ratings posted on the K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. You can also contact me with any questions that you might have about wheat streak mosaic and volunteer wheat, and you can get a hold of me at the K-State Sunflower District Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, or Sharon Springs, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby.